Hello, Jason Brown.
Hey, Devin girl. How are you?
Thank you for asking, girl. I'm doing good today.
I ask because I genuinely am concerned and I care. You know what I mean? No, I do this thing where, like, if I am on a work phone call, if I have to call you for anything, when I do the phone call and they pick up the phone, I'm like, how are you? Because I don't want you to think I'm just calling you because I need something.
But you are.
Well, sometimes. But, like, I want them to understand that, like, I care.
You care.
You know what I mean? So, genuinely, how are you doing?
I do that same thing, by the way, but I do it when I, like, get to a register for something.
Well, yes, you know? I do that too. It's a different customer service type of situation.
Yes. I have a script for every public social scenario that I could possibly be in.
Hello, how are you doing?
Yes.
Thank you for your help when it's done.
And I have to rehearse them all.
Yeah.
The fact that, oh my God, you should see me before I call Domino's. I have to stand there and be like, I would like a small cheese pizza. I would like a small cheese pizza. I rehearse that script.
Let me tell you about something else, too.
What?
There are several medications right now that are on shortage. And one of the medications I'm on is currently on a shortage. And so every single month, I am running into this bullshit where I have to call every Walgreens in the county and be like, hey, do you have this medication? They all say no. Okay, thank you for your help. Have a good day. Even though they weren't really
so
helpful.
Nice about it.
You know what I mean? Like, I couldn't get the freaking medication, but I'm still thankful that the worker went and checked, I suppose. Like, if I was ever trapped in a burning Walgreens, I would want the Walgreens worker to come and save me. So
that's... You've really put a lot of thought into this.
You just have to be nice to people. And it also, I worked in a gas station
for several years. Times.
People treated me like shit at that gas station, bro.
It was crazy. Could you say anything back? Because at least you were in like bulletproof glass.
Oh, hell yes, I would say stuff back. Girl,
I'd be real brave behind bulletproof glass,
oh,
too.
Oh, please. I would tell them about themselves at least once a week. I was getting phone calls from the people inside the store like, hey... What's going on? And I'd be like, listen.
Because they were complaining about you?
Yeah. And I'd be like, you don't understand. She came up there while I was trying to stock the outside. That's her fault. You know what I mean?
I was vulnerable.
I was vulnerable. And you took advantage of that. I don't appreciate it.
Well, guys, Jason doesn't know anything that we're about to talk about today. This is a full ball in my court. But I really missed my conspiracy moments.
Okay.
So we have a conspiracy today. And it is a conspiracy revolving around a movie that I know and love, Monsters, Inc.
Okay. I too know and love the movie. It was one of my favorites growing up. I don't know anything about what we're about to talk about, so.
Do you know any conspiracy revolving around Monsters, Inc.? Because there's a lot.
No.
Really?
None.
This is telling me how many deep dives I go on. Like at 2 a.m., you're watching Beyonce's Renaissance Tour.
For the 18th time that day.
I'm diving into Monsters, Inc. conspiracy theories.
Okay, so that's a difference between you and me.
Okay.
Obviously, I'm the real one. I'm the real deal. If you know Camp Rock, you know.
That this is me.
Yes.
I do know Camp Rock.
Absolutely.
Okay, so we're going to start off innocent, and the conspiracy is going to get worse as we go. So this has like three levels, I would say. So we're going to start off with just the premise of Monsters, Inc. The main characters in Monsters, Inc., you have Sully.
Sully and Mike.
Right, Sully and Mike.
Boo.
Mike Wazowski. And Boo, the little girl.
Yeah.
Some of the side characters we're not really going to get into, but...
Hold on.
Yeah?
Because we can't talk about Monsters, Inc. without talking about Roz.
Right. What was I thinking?
Roz.
What was I thinking?
Hello? Do you have your paperwork? Do you have it? Roz shaped my childhood. Absolutely.
Really?
Yeah.
That was the character you pulled out.
I lived for Roz every single time because Roz was telling these bitches, y'all need to have it together before you come and see me. And I can't think of anything that I identify with more than that.
I love that for you.
So, yeah, we need to pay attention to the side characters in the movie. Roz is very important to me.
Okay. Well, aside from Roz, we're just going to jump movies for a second now.
Okay.
So now... While we're talking about Monsters, Inc., I need you to take yourself to the land of Toy Story.
Okay.
So Toy Story, Andy's mom.
Yes.
This is a conspiracy theory that's going to involve her. So in the beginning opening scene of Toy Story, Andy is getting like his toys out and it's him and Woody and they're playing that whole opening scene with the You Got a Friend in Me song.
Yes.
During that scene, Woody wears a brown cowboy hat like always.
Yeah.
But Andy wears a red cowboy hat.
Yes.
Okay. That matters because Andy's mom is actually Boo. Because there's a scene when he brings Boo to her bedroom, there is a Jessie doll and a cowboy hat on the table. And the cowboy hat is red. So Andy has a red cowboy hat because his mother gave it to him, and she's had it since she was a child because she played with Jesse, and that's why she got him Andy. That's not why she got him Andy, why she got him Woody.
Okay, that is very interesting. My only question, and I genuinely don't know the answer, is...
Timelines?
Yes.
Yes.
If Toy Story was made first, and then they're just doing this, like, parallel shit within the Pixar multiverse that we didn't need to, that we didn't know about. You know what I mean?
Which right.
wouldn't surprise me at all, because it's Disney, and Disney does whatever they want.
Well, Toy Story also has another cameo in Monsters, Inc., showing that they're connected. And it's the scene when, like... this big blue monster goes into the room. The kid actually scares him. And then he comes out that has the sock on his back.
And they have to shave him.
Yeah, they like shave him down.
They had to shave him, right.
Okay, so in that scene, when he gets scared by the child instead of the other way around, when he's entering the door to come back into Monsters, Inc. land, there's a poster that you can screenshot and see behind the blue monster. That poster is the same poster in Toy Story that we will see hanging in Sid's room. So Sid...
Sid was the one that scared him?
The kid that scared the monsters.
Okay. Well, that would track because Sid scared the hell out of me when I was coming up. Let me tell you something with those... What is it? The baby doll heads with the...
The spider legs?
Yeah.
In my nightmares please, and under my bed.
Please be for real. Disney did not have to do that to us at all. You traumatized a whole generation of children with this shit. Okay. It's very much giving, like, the flying monkeys in The Wizard of Oz. How like,
very that.
How, like, the kids would have nightmares with that.
Why was I so scared of that? Because you
the
see
The flying
it as an
monkeys
adult.
Were scary as shit.
Oh, my God.
What are you talking about?
Such a core memory for me. I, like, don't... I don't talk about this because it's not a big deal. But in my five-year-old mind, I need you to know that it was a really fucking big deal.
Okay.
Me, 5 years old.
Yeah.
A bright future ahead of me.
Okay.
Okay? My parents
Debatable.
Take me... Thanks. Right. As you sit on my couch...
In her Talk apartment. Shit. Right. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Right. Well, this is what I had hope, right?
Yes.
So my parents took me to like Universal and there was this ride where you get in a boat ride and it takes you through different quote movie sets and yeah. then like actors come out. I feel like this was a semi-famous attraction at this park for a while. Different actors come out from that scene and they like play part of the movie while you're on this boat ride. Okay. We get to Land of Wizard of Oz. Smoke everywhere.
Oh no.
Green lights. The fucking witch is there.
Abort. Abort.
I'm 5 years old. In my mind, that is the real witch, and we're all about to die.
Yeah.
Because you cannot tell me that we're not. So then I ruin the show for the other fucking 10 families on this ride.
Right.
Because I just start screaming.
And this is a roller coaster?
It's not, it's like a boat ride.
Oh, see, here's what I would have done, right? It's a boat ride. The witch shows up. I'm getting water and throwing it on the bitch. Yeah, you don't play with me. Uh-uh. That green is running off the face today. Don't play with me. You seriously, you have me fucked up if you think that I'm not splashing you with some water as the witch. If I ever go to see Wicked and I don't like the performance, I promise I'm throwing
just a
water.
Spray bottle like I'm a cat trainer.
I'm bringing a squirt gun into the theater. Don't play with me. You're melting today.
That is a great time for a commercial, guys.
Yeah, you are melting today, and our podcast is sponsored by the following. Go ahead and play.
I want to tell you about Simply Safe.
Hit me, girl.
Okay, so Simply Safe is a home security system, but it's not one of those really complicated ones where you have to have someone come into your house, you have to schedule it, it's nothing like that, no. You order it, they send it right to your house, you don't have to drill anything into the wall because it's already pre-adhesive, sticky, but
oh,
doesn't
wow.
damage your walls.
Yeah.
I set it up by myself, I use this. I set it up by myself in 30 minutes. I've used it at 3 different houses. I'm obsessed with Simply Safe.
Girl, I know Paris Hilton and Rachel Bilson and all them are like, girl, I wish I had Simply Safe.
I dead ass. I also love that it's an app, but it's not an app that one takes up a lot of space on my phone, but it's also super easy to use. And it's really just 4 buttons.
Uh-huh.
Love that. And I open it up and I can be in bed. Be like, oh my God, I forgot to turn my alarm on. I can do it from bed.
Or, oh, wow.
Yes. I'm out shopping. I'm like, damn, did I turn my alarm on when I left the house? Not only can I see if anyone's been in or out, I can set the alarm from anywhere. So I know Buddy is safe 24/7 whether I'm here or not.
Oh, and Buddy deserves that. You know
he
what
does.
I mean?
He
really
does.
He is a good boy. He deserves that.
If you're ready to join the thousands of others protecting their homes and apartments with Simply Safe, just like I do every day, this is what you're going to do. This is a little bit different than what we normally do, okay? It's not like a code. So this is what you're going to do. You're going to go to the show notes, the description. It's going to be a link, and that's going to get you 40% off Simply Safe and help support our show. Okay, so now we're going to jump to the little bit darker side of the Monsters, Inc. conspiracy, okay?
Oh, there's a darker side?
Oh, there's a very dark conspiracy there.
I was enjoying the little playful
yeah,
timeline.
Yeah, that was then. This is now.
Oh, okay.
Separated by a commercial.
Come on, Jordan Sparks, circa 2007. I know that's right.
So the premise of the movie of Monsters, Inc., okay, are the monsters go in, they have to scare the children, and they collect the laughs in this giant jar.
Yeah.
And then that fuels their city, right?
Okay.
Now we're going to compare that to the conspiracy theory that the high elites all inject or have some kind of facial serum. Do you know this conspiracy theory?
Uh-uh.
As much as you know about celebrities, you don't know what I'm about to talk about.
No.
Okay, so it's said that the way celebrities, like the high elites, stay young forever and like look so good is because they all have this ceremony or it's a face cream. No one really knows what it is, but it's something that comes from a child.
Okay.
And this goes into like Epstein's Island conspiracy theories. Mm. Yeah, so you like go to this Epstein Island, they are taking blood from scared kids because, okay, now we're going to get into this whole thing.
Wait, just to bring an innocent little twist on this.
Okay.
Five celebrities.
Right.
That had the age-defying serum or whatever the fuck that we're talking about.
Okay.
Which ones are they to you? Who do you think looks the best that had that serum?
Oh, that I'm like convinced? Like yeah. There's no way?
Yeah.
Will Smith.
Real okay.
Why have he looks the same now that uh-huh. he did like 50 years ago, I swear to God.
Okay.
Okay. Beyonce, honestly.
Yeah.
Like are you glowing. Yeah. Glowing. She's a filter. Yeah. Like 20 the prettiest person I've ever seen in my life.
Oh yeah.
Taylor Swift.
Okay.
And that's my girl. Like let's be clear. That's my A1. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna say Tom Hanks.
Uh-huh.
And Trisha Paytas.
Trisha Paytas?
Yeah, that girl. I think she has.
You think she had it?
Not because I think she's like the prettiest.
Uh-huh.
I can just see her like talking her way to that party.
Okay.
Like I just feel like she was there.
I can't think of five off the top of my head, but I know damn well Cher had it.
Oh, 100%.
Bitch.
Madonna?
Madonna had it. She looks amazing. Madonna's like in her late 60s. Low-key Reba McEntire. Good. Reba looks amazing.
Why is she so hot still?
Dolly had it.
So this is the conspiracy, right? That they
Diana Ross had it. Celine yes. Dion had it.
Who Maybe some Anne Hathaway. I could see
Anne Hathaway. She probably had it. Nicole Kidman. Did you see her in that AMC ad?
Oh, yeah.
We come here to this place to laugh, to cry, and to care. Life-changing. Be for real. Okay. I didn't mean to interrupt. Go ahead with the... We're getting to the dark side of Monsters, Inc. now.
Yeah. So the name for what this chemical, whatever it is, the name for this serum, what it be that we get from kids, uh-huh. allegedly, this is all very conspiracy.
Okay.
You can't say that word online. The videos immediately get flagged. They get taken down. You can't mention it on TikTok, Twitter, all of these. It's like a no-no word, okay?
Okay, you tell me what the word is.
I'm going to encode tell you what the word is.
We're going to bleep it out here. Oh, I've never heard of that.
It's like an adrenaline that comes to your blood.
And every time you say that word on TikTok, it gets taken down.
Really? So the word in, I'll say it in a way that you guys can understand. The first part is adrena.
Like Partridge from the Hills.
That. And
was
then,
she from the Hills?
Yes.
Adrena Partridge? Yes.
And the second part is not Google, Chrome. And so it's those two words
together.
Well,
you can't say the word chrome because they're going to know what the word is. We have to disguise it.
You can know what the word is. You just can't say the word together. It's one of those things that like internet things, as soon as you say the word together, the video just gets taken down. It registers that it's one word.
Okay.
But that is the actual word for this. Okay. And what it comes from is when, okay, so you know this conspiracy, this isn't a conspiracy theory. It's actually one of the reasons I'm vegetarian. When you eat meat and your meat is processed from an inhumane plant.
Yeah.
That normally means that like the animals were afraid when they died. Mm-hmm. This is getting really dark for a second, but it's like when you scare an animal to the point of panic,
yeah,
when they know they're going to die, that hormone gets released into the meat and it's not good for you to consume.
That makes sense.
So that's why it's supposed to be. And even if you go back to like Egyptian times or biblical times, both ancient artifacts, we have documentation of how you're supposed to kill your food. The animal is never supposed to know that it's going to die. You have them look the other way. You really take care of them. The animals are loved. They never know fear. And that's the opposite of what you'd be doing here.
Yeah.
So we know this is a fact for animals. So the theory is that this drug coming from kids is the result of them being terrified. So the children are tortured and set into fight or flight responses so that this drug is produced within their bloodstream, making the serum that makes celebrities young forever. Okay, that's the side of the conspiracy.
And that's in Monsters, Inc.?
Well, think about it, because the monsters go to the kids. They have to scare the kids. This tank fills up that kind of looks like a blood tube.
Yes.
And then they take it to the elites to fuel the city. So I think that Monsters, Inc. is a secret message into Pizzagate.
They're truth tellers.
Yes.
They're truth tellers. Okay. Okay, that's, I'm having to process this.
I know,
this one.
I really took a wide loop around.
Now, I say truth tellers, I'm saying that in the sense of, like,
this is all allegedly.
I don't know that this is the truth, like, because I'm sure this is not the truth, but, like, I'm making fun of the fact that, like, the Monsters, Inc., I guess, is clairvoyant.
Because they have to, like, the monsters go through the door to get into our world. They terrify kids, they take what they need from them, they get it to fuel their city. The screams fuel the power in the city. There's also a lot of lines in Monsters, Inc. If you watch the movie with this in your mind, you'll pick up on a lot of things. They have a machine that basically tortures the kid into not being usable anymore, and they say that they will throw the children away after.
Oh my god.
That's some. It's really fucking dark when
that
you think about
dark.
It.
Dark. Girl... Don't ruin Monsters, Inc. for me. I didn't ruin nothing for you. Why bring me into this foolishness?
And it's also that in Monsters, Inc., where their facility is, like, they go work into an underground secret facility where the doors are. Very Epstein, man. Did I ruin it?
Listeners, my jaw is on the floor. I don't know how to respond to any of that, except I wish them nothing but blessings and
love. Yeah. Like, I have one more
what do you
thing
even say to that?
About Monsters, Inc., and that is just the surface, because what I'm telling you, if you will go on a Reddit dive, there are so many conspiracy theories surrounding
about just
Monsters, Inc. Just them. I did this
is
for hours.
Roz included in any of them?
I'm sure somewhere there he's got to be.
Well, listen, no, don't fuck with Roz now, because you better have your paperwork, right. Okay? You better have it.
So, the last part is they have Monsters, Inc., come up in other movies now that have come about. It's mostly in shorts, but there's a line in Monsters, Inc. where they're talking about how horrible the humans are.
Okay.
And that the humans will skin them alive and make rugs out of them.
I'm sure they will.
There is a animated short that you can see on Disney Plus, and in that opening scene, it opens up to the bathtub, and the rug on the bathroom floor looks like Sully's fur. It's blue with the purple polka dots.
Don't do that to Sully.
Yeah.
Why would they do that
and
to
Sully?
And I
feel Sully? Like that's the darkest part of this whole thing. Is
see,
to think of Sully as a bath mat.
At least you know Mike Wazowski is safe, because don't nobody want that green
no one wants that.
Leather, whatever
it doesn't
the
match
fuck
anything.
That would look like with the eyeball cut out.
No, just no.
Mike, you are safe to slay another day. I don't know what else to tell you.
Guys, thanks for hanging out with us for a conspiracy episode. We'll
just
be back.
Just a cute little short yeah little episode. We
we'll have
hope
a little
you
watch party
it
later.
Yeah.
But until then, Jason, where can they find you?
You can find me Twitter, TikTok, Instagram at Jason Brown. The first O in my name is a zero. You also can find our podcast, TikTok, and Instagram at Serial Sis Podcast. Devin, where can they find you?
You can find me on Instagram and TikTok. If you find me anywhere else, it is not me, so don't follow them.
That part.
It is Devin Dennis XOXO.
Thank you guys so much for listening. We hope you enjoyed the episode, and we will see you guys again very soon. Bye-bye.
Go watch Monsters, Inc., and then comment on our DMs.
And
like,
here
tell
is
us.
This Is My Now by Jordan Sparks.
This is my now.
Girl. Really did it on that one.
I don't know how I didn't rip my headphones out.
I don't know how you didn't either.
Oh my god, it's Jason Brown.
Hi, Devin Dennis.
How
are you
are
doing?
How are you? Oh, we did it at the same time.
We certainly did, girl. Do you want to start over? We do that sometimes. Like,
I honestly wasn't going to.